This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Nick Wilson and Spencer German yesterday. By the way, Cavs versus Orlando tickets coming up at 7:40. So in like less than 20 minutes, you can win Cavs versus Orlando tickets coming up at 7:40. I don't know why Nick makes it so hard. So what am I missing? Like, he should be on the hot seat if they lose. I do think he's coaching for his job in so many ways. Like, he's not going to get fired Sunday morning if they lose to Penn State.
No.
But you start to see the beginning of the end going, wait, how much did they charge the roster? How much was the roster? $20 million by some estimates. Urban Meyer himself, the most expensive roster in college football. I didn't say it. Urban said it. Urban, the guy who won the last national championship for you, he's the guy who said it. He said it. He knew what he was saying when he said it because he knows everybody pays attention to what he was saying. And he don't want to call it the most expensive roster in college football. Nick Saban said the same thing. All right, two of the legends the last 30 years have said it's the most expensive roster in college football. If you can't win, okay. And again, the names that we bring up, it's like, it's not sweatpants McGillicuddy, as Lima would say. I mean, these are guys who, yeah, like Mike Vrabel can beat Purdue. And beat, I would say Indiana, but they're having a great season. I love Kurt Cignetti. He can beat Northwestern. He can beat all these teams by 50. He can also beat Michigan. I would also put more faith in him to win in a playoff scenario than I would Ryan Day right now.
I would just add.
Play that audio later in the year if I'm wrong. That's fine, too.
I would just add what I think to be pretty important facts that surround the program, which is got a new university president. Was not there when Ryan Day was hired. You got a new athletic director. Was not there when Ryan Day is hired. Mm-hmm. Gene Smith is gone. Okay. There is a very, very different feeling around that place. And Ryan Day, he's got to know this, that, you know, he's been there longer than you think. I mean, do people realize that Ryan Day has been there since, really, he was the interim coach? Not the interim. You remember he was the stand-in in 2018 when he coached, you know, three games when Urban was not permitted to. And then 2019, he became the full-time head coach. And he got off to the start with Urban's players by beating Michigan, but that's the last time. That was 5 years ago. So Ryan Day has been there longer than I think people believe.
Who's their AD?
And I think they're going to want to see. Gene Smith was, now?
Who is their AD now?
It's Ross Bjork.
And where was he at before?
Texas A&M.
And who did they just hire? Mike Elko.
Mike Elko,
and
yeah.
How good are they doing now? And they were under a huge, remember that was $77 million mm-hmm. to make him go away? People didn't think they were going to fire him this year or this last year because of that. I'm just saying, like, if you can't not, the situation at Ohio State ain't nearly as bad as what it was at Texas A&M. That's granted.
Well, Nick also seems to think like they can't get the biggest names or the biggest up and coming coach or the newcomer. Like, they can get whoever they want.
I don't understand.
They're Ohio State. Like, does he think that the resources aren't going to be there to get whoever they want? Now, that doesn't mean they're going to hire the best coach. Like, that doesn't mean that it's going to work. But I have a strong feeling that Ohio State, given all that they have, like, I have a lot of confidence that whoever they hire is going to succeed.
I would love to knock down an Ohio State fan a peg or two. I can't. You are one of the programs where if your job becomes available, every coach in major college football and every coach in the NFL, with maybe the exception of a couple, think about it.
It's a destination job.
And I can't even name off the top of my head the ones who wouldn't even think about it. Like, maybe Sean McVay would go, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I asked Dan Lanning. Does Dan Lanning pick up the phone if Ohio State comes? Because Oregon has NIL money.
And you can get more money out of really Oregon if you really wanted to if you were Dan Lanning.
Well, that's why he would take the call, probably.
Which already makes a boatload of money. Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. So you can make your situation that much better. Or you could go, hey, you know what? Ohio State is Ohio State, and they're one of the programs where it's not on autopilot, but it's still really good. And
well,
I can't envision a scenario.
It feels like autopilot. You know why?
Why?
Because look how many games Ryan Day has won, and we don't even really know if he's a great head coach.
That's true.
We don't really know. I mean, Nick can trot out the record all he wants. What would his record be if he was the head coach of Iowa, Ryan Day? What would be his record if he was at Northwestern? Come on. Yeah, we're being a little silly here.
He's saying he was born on third base?
He's halfway down. The bases, come on.
Safety squeezing.
Right. They had a full head of steam.
Guys, I know it sounds like I'm beating up on Ryan Day, and I have a lot. I really have. From everything from the lack of toughness that the Ohio State Buckeyes have shown over the last handful of years to the hair color to, I mean, everything. Like, hey, you have a job that's stressful, your hair's that jet black? All right, that's cool. Like, those type of things have always bothered me. I've just never been a big Ryan Day fan. I ain't going to lie to anybody. But if he was that good of a coach, I would have to accept it. I think he's a good coach. Is he the right coach for Ohio State? I don't know, man. There's a lot of hot air being blown out there. But there's very little substance.
He just looks so small.
Very little substance.
The Lou Holtz stuff will forever bother me.
It looks so small, don't it?
It looks so small. That just looked unbecoming of what would be a legendary coach at Ohio State. You're not legendary if you have to go on a rant like that. It was just kind of embarrassing. And there were Ohio State people at the time that were not even all in on defending him. And I'm like, because they know. And the people that are around him every day at Woody
They're
Hayes.
SID tried to stop him from saying it. You saw the video.
He doesn't exude the confidence that Jim Tressel or Urban Meyer exuded. And there's a reason. Because he's not Urban Meyer and he's not Jim Tressel. And right now, he's not even close.
Your chance to go on a Browns fan cruise coming up at 9. 216-474-0092. Ohio State playing Penn State tomorrow morning. Tomorrow at high noon. Is Ryan Day coaching for his job starting tomorrow? Is he on the hot seat? Matt on the road, you're first up in the fan. Hello.
Absolutely, Ryan Day is coaching for his job. Like I you can even throw out like the whole 18 playoffs. I've seen coaches in the NFL get fired like for making even though they make the playoffs. Like I think the 8-game playoff thing is just going to be used as a crutch. And like you guys said, new AD, new president. I don't think Ross Bjork's going to have the patience to deal with this. And, you think about just certain things. He said after they canceled the game in 2020 that he was going to hang 70 on them. They haven't won a game against them since up there. You look at, like you said, trying to fight Lou Holtz after really a mediocre game.
And when Lou Holtz was right, everything he said has been proven correct.
Well, you know, he stuck his neck out, basically throwing Kyle McCord under the bus. And I know Kyle McCord hasn't been great in Syracuse, but I mean, you know, has Ryan Day looked good? I mean, I think he's willing to throw everyone else under the bus to make himself look good. If you remember, it drives me nuts when they talk about, they had Georgia on the ropes. They almost beat Georgia. They had a 14-point lead with 10 minutes left in that game, and Ryan Day choked it away. I know everyone's going to be like, I need a big name. Was Ryan Day a big name when he came in?
It's not even, and thank you very much for the call.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call, I agree with you. It's not even that it's a big name. Like, you can be critical, I guess, of people and their names that they keep coming up with. Well, it's okay if they're the right names. Like, if people keep saying Mike Vrabel, well, I think there's a pretty good reason why people keep saying Mike Vrabel. I think there's a pretty good reason why people might say Luke Fickell. There's a pretty good reason why people might say a couple of other names. Yeah, there's a couple of other names out there. And again, there's probably names out there that, guys, if this job opened up today, there's names that none of you even thinking about that would absolutely consider this job, that you would never think in a million years would consider this job. They will absolutely consider the job. It's Ohio State.
Well, it's also, it might be their only shot to get Mike Vrabel. I mean, this might be the only time Mike Vrabel's unemployed at the same time that you would have a coaching search.
It's not even just Mike Vrabel.
I'm bringing him up because he's obviously a famous alum who would bring a ton. He's such a respected coach. And much in the way that Harbaugh was able to go to his alma mater, even though it was rocky for longer than you think, he ends up winning a national championship. And what is Vrabel going to do the minute he gets there at Ohio State? He's going to fix the lines. I mean, their lines are going to look like Ohio State national championship lines.
Peter in Perrysburg, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I think you guys are half right. I think you got to remember they're the third best team in the country. We're ranked below them. If it's all about context, we lost to the number one team in the country on the road by one. If they lose by one score or by one or by three, I don't think it'll be bad. The game looking at is Indiana, because Indiana looks fantastic right now. And if Indiana comes in the second last week of the season to the Shoe and starts bullying us and beating the hell out of us, that's the time where it's just like, see ya.
Well,
wouldn't want to be.
I think you make a great point. Go ahead.
I just want to add real quick. Peter makes a great point. I wasn't outraged that they lost to Oregon. I do think he got outcoached.
No.
I think Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
Pulled some cards that were incredible and kind of was more about Dan Lanning being a really, really good coach than it was.
They lost by one on the road to the number one team in the country. That's not a bad loss.
And they had some fluky things go against them. There was an offensive pass interference. There was an onside kick. Or what ended up being onside kick. I didn't kill him for that. It's just the margin for error now changes, because if you lose at Penn State, now it's going to be hard because you're not going to get into the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, so but I don't think if you lose to the – because you got to think about who the committee – like the committee is irrational. So they'll look at our –
And they want
Ohio
State
only lose this if they only lose to Ohio State and Oregon, so they lose to the number one,
Penn State,
number
Penn
two,
State,
or number
Penn
three teams – or Penn State, I apologize. They lose to Oregon and Penn State, and Oregon and Penn State playing the Big Ten championship is undefeated, 1-2 ranked. And we lose to that both of them by one score on the road – why wouldn't Ohio State be in the playoffs?
Well, now style points against Indiana and Michigan matter, right?
It's not just.
Well, if we beat Indiana then and Michigan, then yeah, I think they'd make the playoffs.
If you're not in a Big Ten championship game, though?
I think you better look really good against those teams.
You got to look. You have to, Peter. Thank you very much for
just
the call.
Just to cement that case, right?
I do think that Peter has a good point, because let me say this.
They want Ohio State in.
Do you pick them to beat Penn State? I pick them to beat Penn State. They haven't lost to Penn State since 2016. I pick them to beat Penn State.
The Penn State quarterback situation is the one reason that I'm feeling more confident than I think I probably should.
Okay, but I'm still picking Ohio State to beat Penn State.
Against ranked team situation.
But what I think about, and this is exactly what...
The Penn State against Ohio State situation.
Yes.
This is what university presidents and board of regents do. You're not going to run out and fire a guy, but it starts that conversation. That's what it does. Like, let me bring up Notre Dame. Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois. It looks more like a fluke game as every passing week goes by, where Notre Dame looks better and Northern Illinois kind of is just a MAC school. Northern Illinois, nothing against Thomas Hammack. I know you love the guy and he seems like a pretty good dude, right? But that if you go out there and you're going, hey, you know, you lose this one, you lose that one. Like, I thought maybe Louisville would get him fits. Nah, they took care of that. I didn't think Navy would get him fits, and they certainly took care of that. Like, if they continue this and it's like, all right, 10-2, 11-1. No, okay. He's fine over there. Freeman's fine. But if you end up 9-3 and you miss the playoffs as Notre Dame, people start talking. You're not maybe getting fired this winter, but then that conversation starts for the future. And for Ryan Day, I think you've already had that conversation start because you've lost to Michigan 3 years in a row, and you've looked weak doing it. So now that conversation starts to heat up where, okay, we lost to Michigan. That happens. Michigan won the national championship. Okay, but if you lose now, you lose a great game to Oregon, you lose to Penn State, all right, can you beat Michigan? Are we having that discussion? All of a sudden, if Indiana gets you or something like that right before that week, then I really worry about the Michigan game, because you should just be able to out-ass them because you're a much better football team than they are right now. But if somehow they were able to punch you in the mouth because you have a team that's already checked out, because you have a team full of mercenaries there, then yeah, you have a serious, serious culture problem on your hands that has bubbled up out of nowhere, where you have a coach that doesn't know how to lead, you have a coach that doesn't know how to motivate, and you have a coach that's really just all surface. So if we're going to sit here and call fans, Walmart fans, which again is supposed to be some sort of a dig, then guess what? I guess you got a Walmart coach. I guess that's what you have. If it's all just surface level, then maybe your coach is a Walmart coach. Maybe that's the case. The guy you're defending, who's not even you. I'm looking at you.
I'm amazed that anybody is really trying to make that big of a case.
It's a tough job.
That Ryan Day has been an elite head coach. He's been good.
He's done a fine
but
job.
But I also said, what is he doing at so many of these other Big Ten schools? Like, if he had their talent as opposed to Ohio State's talent, what is Ryan Day? I think he can coach offense. I think he's pretty good at play design, but that's different from being the head coach of an elite institution and winning national championships. As we've seen, this guy has failed in the big moments, and he's failed against Michigan when your predecessors kicked their ass.
I've watched Chris Klieman go from North Dakota State, which is a Cadillac program, to Kansas State and be the first guy, excuse me, the only guy other than Bill Snyder to be able to keep them competitive. I've sat there and watched Kurt Cignetti do a tremendous job at James Madison and then go on over there to Indiana, which is a team that was on its ass after last year, and has them going because he hit the portal as hard as he could and he got those guys to believe. And he's sending letters to the student section about how this is just the beginning of Indiana football. And maybe this is just the year of Indiana football. The guy's 63 years old. But it leads you to think, what if guys like that had that talent? What if guys like that were able to get those type of guys at Ohio State? And I bet there's a lot of guys out there that are able to do that, and they probably look at it with a lot of jealousy and a lot of bitterness because they could beat Michigan with the talent that they have. They could make it come down to something better than just an extra point, or excuse me, just a field goal against Georgia, and then go on and win the national championship. Like, these are the things that, hey, you can make arguments for Ryan Day. It's not like he's garbage. He's not garbage. But to say we can't even have the conversation, you're Ohio State, that's nuts. You should demand more. You should demand more. You were lucky enough to be born in this region of the country and be that fan. And this is me as a non-Ohio State fan. You're lucky enough to be born in this region of the country. And as an Ohio State fan, yes, you should demand more.
He tapped into old Ken Carmen. I should say young Ken Carmen. I appreciate this.
It's a different time for me. We're crazy times. When I'm picking through the garbage at 4:30 in the morning looking for keys, I start to say some wild things.
Ken knows his Michigan Wolverines are not good this year.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.